2 Samuel, chapter 24. And again the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, Go, number Israel and Yehudah. For the king said to Joab, the captain of the host which was with him, Go now, through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number you the people, that I may know the number of the people. And Joab said to the king, Now Yahweh, your Elohim, add to the people, how many soever they are, 100-fold, and so that the eyes of my master the king may see. But why does my master the king delight in this thing? Notwithstanding, the king's word prevailed against Joab, and against the captain of the host, and Joab and the captains of the host went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. And they passed over Jordan, and pitched in Aroer on the right side of the city, and that lies in the midst of the river of God, and toward Jazer. And then they came to Gilead, and to the land of Tatim Hodshi, and they came to Dan Ya'an, and about to Zidon, and came to the stronghold of Tyre, and to all the cities of the Hivites and of the Canaanites, and they went out to the south of Yehuda, even to Beersheba. So when they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. And Joab gave up the sum of the number of the people to the king, and there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew the sword, and the men of Yehuda 500,000 men. And David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said to Yahweh, I've sinned greatly in what I've done. And now I beg you, O Yahweh, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I've done very foolishly. For when David was up in the morning, the word of Yahweh came to the prophet God and David's seer, saying, Go, and say to David, Thus says Yahweh, I offer you 3. Choose one of them, that I may do this to you. So God came to David and told him and said to him, Shall you have 7 years of famine come to you in your land, or will you flee 3 months before your enemies while they pursue you, or that there be 3 days pestilence in your land? Now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. And David sent to God, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of Yahweh, because his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. So Yahweh sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning to the time appointed, and there died of the people, from Dan even to Beersheba, 70,000 men. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, Yahweh repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, It is enough. Stay your hand now. And the angel of Yahweh was by the threshing place of Araunah the Jebusite. And David spoke to Yahweh when he saw the angel that smote the people and said, I have sinned, I have done wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I beg of you, be against me and against my father's house. And God came that day to David, said to him, Go up. Rear up an altar to Yahweh in the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. And David, according to the saying of God, went up as Yahweh commanded. And Araunah looked and saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Araunah went out and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. And Araunah said, For what reason is my master the king coming to his servant? And David said, To buy the threshing floor of you, to build an altar to Yahweh, so that the plague may be stayed from the people. And Araunah said to David, Let my master the king take and offer up what seems good to him. Behold, here is oxen for burnt sacrifice, and threshing instruments, and other instruments of the oxen for wood. And all these things did Araunah, as a king, give to the king. And Araunah said to the king, Yahweh, your Elohim, accept you. And the king said to Araunah, No, I will surely buy it of you for a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings to Yahweh, my Elohim, of that which does not cost me anything. And so David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David did build there an altar to Yahweh, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. And so Yahweh was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. End of chapter 1.